Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. So, hope you're doing well this week. In this week's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about another interesting concept that I've been learning in my life these days. This concept is the magic of paying attention to details in our daily life. This particular concept has, you know, radically increased my own happiness in the last few weeks, and it has also helped me learn more, grasp more, and be more connected with whatever I do. So what is this concept? The magic of paying attention to the details. Like, what are these details? What I'm trying to say is, whenever you read something or hear something that can help you, or whenever you learn something, whenever you're in a classroom, the magic of that learning is actually in the details. It is by paying attention to the tiniest things that you will actually, you know, learn the essence of anything that you're learning. Going through something broadly doesn't help. You know, just taking a glance and absorbing content in a minute doesn't help. You need to pay attention to the details. You need to put in the effort to go into the details of anything you're learning. And you need to pay that attention to the details if you really want to succeed and absorb whatever you're learning. Let's say you're reading a book. Now, one way of reading a book is to read and, you know, skim through the book. Like, you read the lines, but you don't really pay attention to what each sentence means. You don't pay attention to what each word means. And so you just read through the pages. And at the end, the book makes you feel good. You feel like you've learned something, but your life doesn't radically change. Similarly, you read a blog post on the internet. You skim through it. You keep reading faster and faster. You finish the blog post, you comment on the post, you like the post. It makes you feel good, but it doesn't radically change your life. So what I'm trying to say is that the magic of life-changing learning actually lies in paying attention to each detail of any content that you absorb. So you will get the maximum out of anything you read, anything you learn from, only and only if you really pay attention to the details. And the difference, you know, between what you will gain when you pay complete attention to the details and when you just skim through something is radical. Let me explain with some examples from my own life. You know, in the last 1 year or so, I've read tens, maybe even hundreds of articles on promoting my website better. I've read lots and lots of content and even books on reaching more people, getting more subscribers, writing better, a lot of things, you know. And I felt good. And in the long run, yes, I have become better at promoting my website. I have become better at reaching more people through my website. But the difference has been marginal. So I've read hundreds of articles, and many good ones, apparently, you know, which got even thousands of Facebook likes, real impactful articles. But my life has actually improved only by a small margin. I have become only slightly better at promoting my website. Then recently, you know, last to last week, I decided that I would read this one article, which was a regular article about increasing email subscribers. And I would read it in detail. Like, I would pay attention to every word and I would absorb everything that article had. So I just paid attention, you know, to each word of that article. I didn't move forward until I understood the meaning of each line of that article. So I didn't move forward until I could actually connect with the author of that article, you know, with respect to each line that he wrote. After reading that article in such painstaking detail, light bulbs just went up in my head. I got these really exciting ideas and I went on to implement those ideas on my site. And within a matter of 2 to 3 days, you know, the number of subscribers increased by something like 15 to 20%, you know, my subscribers. And all this happened because of just one article. Those hundreds of articles that I had read had not had such a practical impact as this one article had. The reason was that I paid complete attention to the details of the article. And that is what actually helped me. That is what helped me radically enhance, you know, what I got from that article. Here's another story. When I, you know, first started my website, I used this software package called SiteBuildIt, you know, to start my website. Now, this package had everything about starting a website. It talked about the tiniest details of how to, you know, create a website, how to promote it, how to make money from it, how to even write well. It had all the details in it. But I just skimmed through the whole process. I was just so eager to start my own website. I just skimmed through all of it. And yeah, I did implement some steps, but I just went ahead and did my thing. And for many, many years, I failed. Even now, my website is not generating the results that it could have generated had I really paid attention to every word in that original software package. So my learning path became very difficult. I had to go through a lot of failures simply because I did not pay attention to the details. So now, you know, I'm starting this other site on Sherlock Holmes, and I'm using SiteBuildIt again for that website on Sherlock Holmes too. And this time, as I pay attention to the details, I am realizing what a lot of information I've missed because of not paying attention to the details earlier. So that's what I'm trying to talk about. Whenever you're learning something, reading something, listening to something, just pay attention to the details. They do matter. In fact, those details can be the biggest factor in your success or failure. Here's another example. I had read a good portion of the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, you know, I think a year ago. It made me feel good. I connected with the book, but it had no practical impact in my life. Recently, I read the book again, and this time I paid attention to each line, you know, that was in the book. I tried to understand each line and I didn't move forward until I really made sense of each line. My actual relationship with my wife improved radically after I read the book in this manner. You know, I became so much more happier. So my life changed in reality when I actually paid attention to the details. When you don't pay attention to the details, you still feel good. You still absorb something, but it's just okay. But when you do pay attention to the details and when you really try to learn something by, you know, paying attention to the small stuff, that's when your experience is just amazing. I'm an avid Sherlock Holmes reader. I've read almost every Sherlock Holmes story out there. And while I've always enjoyed these stories, you know, earlier there were many sentences I would skim through in Sherlock Holmes stories. I would, you know, go on to the next page or the next sentence without really absorbing the essence of each sentence. Now, when I started reading my Sherlock Holmes stories very, very carefully, I learned so many amazing words which I was not aware of. I learned, and my imagination could conjure up the scenes that the Sherlock Holmes stories represented in such a better manner compared to how I visualized Sherlock Holmes scenes earlier. The story, you know, became something like 2x or 3x more interesting to me. It was like Sherlock Holmes on steroids suddenly. So that's what I'm trying to say. When you pay attention to the details, things radically change. Here's yet another example. Recently, I've been involved in starting this, you know, new offline course for kids called Grammar Gang, you know, which is intended to improve English grammar in kids. Now, I sent a certain design, you know, to my pamphlet designer, and I asked him to design, you know, that pamphlet for Grammar Gang, which is the name of that grammar course I'm starting. That designer replied back, ignoring a lot of details that I had mentioned, you know, with respect to the pamphlet. So then I emailed him again, I called him again. He again replied back and there were some other issues. So now I am calling him yet again and I hope he'll reply back with the details intact this time. My point is that had he paid attention to the details of my email right from the start, he would have earned my trust and, well, we both would have been significantly happier. I would have even, you know, loved to pay him more than what I am paying him now, simply because he would have over-delivered just by paying attention to the details. So details matter in every single thing we do. Throughout this podcast episode, you know, I've been emphasizing again and again, whenever you try to learn something, pay attention to the details. Details are important. But why is this so? Why are details so important? Why can't you just broadly go through something and get the gist of it and, you know, rock your life? The reason paying attention to details is so important for succeeding in any activity is because, you know, we as human beings tune in to the real mode of receiving, learning, going beyond what we are used to only when we pay attention to the details. When we skim through something or when we want to learn something fast, our brain does not enter that learning mode and it keeps running the patterns that we already know. So to enter learning mode, our brain requires that we pay special attention to details. Like doing that triggers some sort of reactions which make us absorb better. So that is the actual reason why paying attention to details is so important. So it's like if you're skimming through a book, like I was skimming through Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, if you don't pay attention to the details, your brain will automatically start associating what, you know, you're learning from the book with what you already know. And it will automatically keep registering in your mind that you already know what you're learning. Even though, you know, what you are learning is still new, even when you don't pay attention to the details, still your brain will send you signals which will say, this is something I already know. But when you start paying attention to the details, something happens in the brain and it starts looking beyond the patterns that it already has. It starts getting into the real learning mode. And it does not say, I already know this. It says, oh, so this is something I can pick up and learn. This is something I can pick up and learn. So it's like we really get into learning mode only when we pay attention to the details. So how can you radically enhance your life through this concept? This is what you can do. The next time you read something, you know, with the intention to learn something from it, pay attention. Pay attention to every line. It'll be difficult. You'll feel irritated initially. You'll feel that tendency to just rush through. But that's when you need to remember that any real difference, you know, in your life will happen because of the material you're reading or listening to only if you pay attention to the details. So the next time you attend a lecture or a speech, pay attention to every line. The next time you talk to your client or your boss or your teacher, pay attention to what they're saying. For example, if you're an employee, your boss may say, you know, this is the work I want to get done. This is how it should be. This is how it should be. Pay attention to every line. Don't skip and, you know, try to just generalize everything and implement something. Pay attention to those details. Now, you might feel uncomfortable doing this initially, but if you can make this a habit, you will be radically surprised by your results. You won't need to read 100 books to, you know, expand your knowledge on any subject. Just 4 books read thoroughly will radically change your life. So that is what I wanted to, you know, talk to you about in this podcast episode, because just this concept has really helped me, well, in my own life. So, well, all the best and hope you have a great week ahead. Of course, for more interesting updates, more life hacks, so to speak, more ways to improve life, you can always subscribe to Personal Development is Fun by email at personaldevelopmentisfun.com. And apart from podcast episodes like this. You will also receive picture quotes every alternate day and some more nice articles. Bye-bye for now.